This person has job offers between 600 and 700K per year. They are a beast. I'm Steven. Welcome to my series on job offer battles, where I help people evaluate which top job offer they should take. This person currently works at Google and they said, "Hi, I recently got a few job offers. I have 9 years of experience." Their first job offer is from Netflix at the L5 level. Total comp would be 600K per year. Pros is brand name, work-life balance, remote, good culture and density of talent, and then they would be on a growing team. However, the cons are that this is at the L5 level, smaller scope, promo is fairly difficult to go from L5 to L6 at Netflix, and then this would be in a new sub area that they're not really familiar with. Their second job offer would be from Snap, L6, total comp would be 700K per year. Pros is that it's at the L6 level, so a larger scope. Cons is that they're not really sure of the company's future, the stock hasn't really been performing, and it's kind of a toxic work-life balance plus culture. And then their third job offer is from Meta at the E6 level, total comp 650K per year. Pros is that this would be a great growth opportunity, promising stock, and then this is at the E6 level, so again, larger scope. Cons is that they think Meta hires to fire. It's extremely hard for L6s to survive. Lots of politics, and they think there will be bad mental health. So overall, which job offer do you think this person should take? Should they go to Netflix, Snap, or Meta? So if I were this person, I would look at a few different factors. The first one is level and scope. The second factor is prestige, and then the third factor would be the total comp. When looking at levels, it's always good to compare levels across companies. So here on the far left, you have Snap, Netflix in the middle, and then Meta on the far right. They have an L6 offer from Snap, an L5 offer from Netflix, and then an E6 offer from Meta. So clearly the Netflix offer is at a lower level. Next thing, in terms of prestige, Netflix has the highest prestige of the three companies, then it's Meta, and then Snap is in dead last. And then final thing is total comp. There's not a big difference, especially post-tax, between 700K and 600K per year. All of these will pay this person a good amount of money. You want to look at the equity portion. In my mind, if this person is ambitious, they should optimize on scope and go to Meta. Otherwise, if they want to optimize on culture, go to Netflix. It looks like nearly 70% of people say go to Netflix. Snap and Meta are in dead last. Let me know what you think. Which offer should this person take and why?